This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're going to talk a little hockey. Some Sabres, some Amherst hockey, some movement here over the course of the last few days in terms of a handful of players signing one-year, two-way deals. Names that if you're an Amherst fan, you'll be familiar with, and who better to talk about the future of some of these Amherst than the guy that watches them every night, calls the action every night for the Rochester Americans, Hall of Fame voice of the Rochester Americans, the great Don Stevens joining us in the sports bar. Don, how you been?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Don, it's good to talk to you while the weather is nice out here, and we figured it's a good time to kind of catch up. All these signings over the course of the past week, of the guys, Bailey, Baptiste, O'Regan, which one of those guys would you say has the most to prove this coming season?
Well, I don't know that anyone has any more to prove than any other. Right now, they're all on equal basis, but they're all looking for contracts for next year now. And this is, for these guys, this is such an important year. This is a one that they have to prove that they deserve a better, bigger and better contract, and more specifically, getting an NHL deal, especially a one-way NHL deal. They really need to come through strong this year. All of those guys that you mentioned, including a few others.
If, Don, if they fail to impress by the end of training camp, are any of these guys in danger of just not being a part of the organization anymore?
Well, I think that they're signed for the year. Whether or not they would be sent to Cincinnati in the East Coast League, that's a possibility. Of course, they all go into training camp hoping that they're going to be making the big club. Mm-hmm. So while we're looking at them as being potentials here in Rochester, they still have a step to prove themselves with the big club. And there's a lot of these guys are right on the verge of making it. If they have a great summer, and have an outstanding camp, depending on what happens above, they could possibly still end up starting out in Buffalo. And we always see it. Every year we see where there's one, two, or three guys that kind of hang on in Buffalo while the preseason injuries are sorted out and the roster is sorted out. And then they either play their way onto the team or play their way down to the American Hockey League.
Don Stevens, voice of the Rochester Americans, joining us. When we had, toward the end of the season, we had Randy Sexton. We talked to Randy right before the NHL draft as well, the Amherst GM, pointing out Colin Blackwell in the job he did. And I'm sure a lot of Amherst fans were disappointed to see Colin Blackwell not come back to the organization. Don, why do you think the Sabres organization made the decision to move on from Colin Blackwell?
Well, I don't know that they made the decision to move on more that he found maybe what was a better deal, more than what the Sabres were willing to offer. I don't know the exact circumstances, but that's kind of my feeling. And I am so disappointed about that because I thought he was just an outstanding player. And I really felt like he should have probably been on an NHL contract with the Sabres, but that's not to be. He got, as I understand it, a great deal with the Preds and is in Milwaukee. Of course, Scotty Nickel, we all know him. We'll blame him for that one. Hmm. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to be here. But on the other hand, there's a lot of young talent that's here that now will have maybe a better opportunity of proving what they can do.
I remember towards the end of last season, Don, a lot of Amherst fans were upset that Alex Nylander got the call up to the big club over maybe somebody who they thought was more deserving in center Sean Malone. And Malone is one of those forwards that got re-signed to a one-year, two-way deal. Talk about the season that Malone had for the Amherst last year and what he could potentially provide for them this year.
Well, an interesting story for him is one that started out that he couldn't even crack the lineup for the opening few games of the season. And then he became a mediocre player partway through the season. Toward the end, he became just an outstanding player, I thought. He had finished very strong. So he's one of those that that grew a whole lot over the course of the year. Now, if he goes from year to year, continues to grow from season to season, then maybe we'll get another year out of him here in Rochester, and he might see a few games with Buffalo next year. But I really liked his improvement. I liked his attitude. He's a great individual and a workhorse.
When the Sabres traded Evander Kane to San Jose, and it ended up being a number one pick, so good job by Jason Bottrell. It all worked out, but maybe some folks thought it was a throw-in. Danny O'Regan, curious to get your thoughts on what type of player O'Regan is and how you think over the course of a full season he'll fit in with the organization.
Well, he's another one of those that fits in the same mold as does Bailey and Baptiste, although he's younger than those two, but O'Regan has the potential of being an outstanding player. Hearing more about him in advance of his coming here, I expected maybe a little bit more than what we saw. So I hope that he comes through with that next season and really plays up to what I consider to be his potential. And he has that possibility.
How about C.J. Smith, Don? The Sabres have a need at left wing. Smith playing that position. And, his star really shone bright at the All-Star game last year. But it feels like things kind of tailed off from there. Talk about what C.J. Smith meant to the Amerks last season and, again, what he could potentially mean for the organization this year.
Well, I think probably his biggest thing is he's going to have show that he can stay healthy for the season. He had the injury problems, and that really is what held him back last year. And he came in as maybe not fully grown physically, and the rigors of the American Hockey League. It's not easy coming in your first year pro hockey playing in the American Hockey League. It's a tough grind, and for those bodies that aren't quite ready for it, and I'm not saying his wasn't, but I think that probably another year under his belt of building that body, building that frame, his strength, and that is really going to help him because he certainly has the skills, the mental aspect of the game. He has the potential of being a great find, I think, for the Sabres organization.
Don Stevens, our guest. That was the kind of the thought after year one when it came to Alex Nylander, that okay, let him grow his body out here a little bit. And then last year, my opinion, a disappointment for Alex Nylander. I think I'm not alone in that assessment, but then you see him at development camp not being able to be on the ice. How important is this season for the third-year player for the Rochester Americans, Buffalo Sabres?
It's almost like this is his make-or-break year right now. But you know what? You say that, and then you stop and think, well, wait a minute. He's only just 20 years old. Come on now. Give him some time. My opinion is he came here too young. He wasn't quite ready for the grind, and it's really played on him. But the way he came on at the end of last year, I thought some giant steps forward. And I don't know what happened and why he wasn't able to practice in the development camp. So I don't know what's going on there. If it was just precautionary or what it was. I'm expecting that he's having a good summer of, again, like we talked about with Smith, building the body, getting stronger mentally and physically. And I look for him to have a good year, and he's got to have a good year. That's all there is to it. He has to have a good year.
Don, Bailey and Baptiste, two other players that signed the two-way, one-year deal, and both of them have spent time between the two organizations. Bailey rough last year with some injuries. These guys are going to kind of always be connected. I know that they have a relationship off the ice as well as they do on the ice. Talk about what they need to do if they're going to take that next step up. And by the way, not that we would complain to see some familiar faces, more familiar faces. I mean, this feels like change when you talk about what Jason Bottrell has done, and that a lot of these players that we've seen from now, two, 3 years, we're going to see a lot of these players again this season in Rochester.
Yeah, and with the veteran core. Yeah. This is a very veteran-oriented team. It seems like you either have a lot of great vets or you've got a lot of outstanding young talent. The what I consider somewhat of the money players might be where it's lacking a little bit. Those middle-year guys, second, third, fourth-year guys, like a Blackwell, for example. So now to try and make up for that, you've got to have guys like Baptiste and Bailey and that. But they're a little bit older. Like you say, they're, what, third or fourth year? Is the fourth year coming up for them?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, it might be. And so those guys really have to be your money players. And they haven't been consistent. I think Baptiste has been maybe a little bit more consistent recently. Bailey was up and down. I think he had some health issues too. So if he comes back healthy and he has the ability, we all know that he's got the potential is there. And the same with Baptiste; those guys can fly. And if they put it all together for this year, they could be outstanding also.
Don Stevens joining us. So, Don, reacting to the news today that Vasily Glotov, he's 20 years old, and he was with Cincinnati last year. He signs with the organization, as does Tyler Randall. So what do we know, if anything, about these two players, Don?
Well, Vasily Glotov actually was in Shawinigan in the East Coast League, and he led the team in scoring at 29 goals. And 43 points in 64 games. Not terribly big. He's 5'11", and but he's bulky. He's strong. So seventh round pick. So you don't quite know what to think of it. We did see him, like I said, for one game, but that was about it. So he could be one of those players that comes in and on the fringe, or maybe ends up in Cincinnati. Randall, who spent last year in where was he? He was in. Just up the road, Belleville, I think it was.
Yeah, he's with the Sens organization, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he was in Belleville and also has been some other games around and a bit of a, I think actually he's another veteran in the American Hockey League, has 200-plus games in the American Hockey League. So certainly adding in a little bit more of that veteran presence. We don't really know much about him. We did see him play. To be honest with you, I really don't remember his game much, so I don't know what to say about him at this point.
Don, around this time tomorrow in studio, we're going to have Rob Minter. As you know, Rob, he's vice president of the Amerks, and what I've been told is he's the quote-unquote point guy now for the Blue Cross Arena. I would be remiss if I didn't ask for your reaction, your thoughts on the huge story, in my opinion, huge story, that Pegula Sports Entertainment is going to take over the management of the Blue Cross Arena here almost immediately.
I really don't know anything about it other than that I've heard the stories also and exactly what the whole setup is. I'm not sure at this point. If it's true and everything comes together, I'm very excited about it. I know what the people do at Harbor Center and at the big building in Buffalo. The organization has great people and they're tremendous at running facilities, and if that's the case and it carries over to here, I look for outstanding things to happen. So I really don't know anything about it other than it sounds like it might happen, and if it does, I'm very excited about it. All I need to know is, did they move the press box? Is it still there? Or, you know.
Does the elevator work going up to the press box?
Next thought, more importantly, is the elevator working.
Correct, yes. Well, listen, the offseason, as we discuss, it goes way too fast in the NHL and in hockey in general. And Don, you know, won't be long before we'll be waiting your call of all the Rochester Americans games right here on ESPN Rochester. Really appreciate you giving us some of your time this afternoon during the offseason to talk about some of these re-signings here for the Sabres and the Amerks as well.
That's good. I'm enjoying it. Now you're getting me psyched up for the start of the season, although it's coming way too quick for me. I know for everybody else and all the hockey fans are saying, come on, let's get it going. But you know, here soon enough.
What gets me excited is when the schedule comes out, whether it's the Sabres or the Amerks, and that happened just recently. So when the Amerks schedule came out, Don, I mean, I would think you got to be happy because you really don't have a lot of travel in there, and it seems like it's very regimented. You're playing most Friday and Saturday nights during the season.
Let's see, most Friday and Saturday nights. As I looked at the schedule, I think we have one Friday and one Saturday off for the whole season.
Yeah, you're not going to have a social life, Don.
Well, I don't anyway, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah. Well, Don, we look forward to it and really appreciate you giving us some time and talk to you again real soon. All right, Don?
Thank you. I really appreciate the time you and your listeners have a great rest of the summer, all right?
You got it. Don Stevens, voice of the Amerks, joining us here in the Sports Bar to talk about some of these one-year deals recently signed by a handful of Buffalo Sabres / Rochester Americans.
And that's what's going to make this season different, in my opinion, because that's the one thing, if you cheer for a minor league team, it's the turnover, it's the churn. That's part of it. Yeah, pretty much, with the exception of Blackwell, the band's back together here. And there are guys that really need to prove something. I mean, not just with the Sabres organization. This, yeah, the just in their hockey careers in general.
A lot of familiar names.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun season. Lots of promise and hope for the Buffalo Sabres. And, of course, with the Amerks, you would like to see a deeper playoff run than what we saw last season. I think last season was, you just saw an organization grow leaps and bounds under the leadership of Botterill and Randy Sexton.
So it's
fair to expect more of the same here in Rochester this season.
I think we were looking at a deep playoff run last year, but we might have been getting ahead of ourselves. I mean, just to make the playoffs is one of the, kind of like the Buffalo Bills. Okay, that's one step here. Now, what did we learn? Well, you got to get a little bit better on the blue line here. And what is playoff hockey like? It's a whole different level. And I don't think these kids on the team were quite ready for that level. We'll see, when the time comes around next April, how ready they are.
I'm going to serve up the day's top NFL stories in bite-sized form next. NFL appetizers brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place. Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years, online at alexsribs.com. Of course, the retirement of Darrell Revis and the cover boy for Madden 2019 has officially been announced. We'll tell you who that is next.
Jinx.
NFL appetizers in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24/7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.